It's National Farmers Market Week, and that's a great opportunity to show the nation how much value the markets bring to their communities. And Commissioner Hugh Weathers is here to tell us about the value of farmers markets here in South Carolina. Commissioner?
You're right, Mike. I think August 5th to 11th is National Farmers Market Week, and nationwide, the numbers continue to grow with over 8,000 markets in the directory. Again, just with the indication people want to engage, to know who's growing their food, how they're growing it, things of that nature. So many positive aspects of a thriving farmers market, economic wise, social wise, just education wise, a lot of things that come with a well managed and supported farmers market.
Well, you're exactly right. In fact, I was surprised to know that farmers markets return up to three times as much of their sales to the local economy compared to the other big chain retailers. So it really does, you get your bang for your buck when you go to the farmers market.
Well, you're right. On average, when you spend a dollar in a grocery aisle, about 15 cents on average gets back to the farm. Now, that's everything from loaf of bread that you buy and the grain in that and the gallon of milk and the fruit and veg and all of those things. So a lot of moving parts between the time a product leaves a farm and the time it's on the grocery aisle. Whereas a farmer's market, quite often you're looking at the farmer, and he or she has brought their produce in or their proteins or whatever that they're bringing to the market. And, again, not as many moving parts between growing it and buying it to take it home. So that is, again, the value of farmers market, economic value to that farmer. The health aspect of it is pretty obvious in that the shorter the distance, the fresher the product, which means better quality for the buyer.
And I think it's also important to realize that once you, when you're making that interaction at the farmer's market with the grower who actually produced that food, there's an opportunity to sort of bridge that gap, isn't there? That sort of that urban-rural divide that sometimes seems to creep up, and it sort of brings it closer to home, doesn't it?
That's right. Just, again, closing that gap, having that interaction between farmer and grower, is just has that intrinsic value. You know, I just can't quite put a handle on it. I always laugh years ago when we were visiting some farmers markets. One of them had a slogan, said, "The best vegetables and gossip in South Carolina." So, you know, they were getting people out there, and that just sort of speaks to that value of a farmers market, that people go as a community stop and just learn what's going on around town. It's sort of like church, you know, standing outside the churchyard after the sermon's over, just before you head home. So I think farmers markets are have that value as well, for people to feel that sense of community and connection. So that's why we celebrate National Farmers Market Week. And
the only difference is after church, we call it fellowship. We wouldn't dare gossip.
That's true.
Now, if folks want to find directions or more information about South Carolina farmers markets, where can they find that, Commissioner?
Well, we know where we always send them. That's right, to our website here at the department, which is simply agriculture.sc.gov.
Very good. And we'll look forward to enjoying some time at a farmer's market this week, and hope that you will as well. National Farmers Market Week, it continues through August the 11th. I have been joined by Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, and that's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network.